God is good. And all the time, God is good. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for his angels who watch over us. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for this morning that he gave us. Didn't have to do it. Thanking God for the health and strength that he put in our bodies that we would make it out here. God, forgive us of all our sins. Help us this morning to remove any and everything that might hinder us, our worship. Bless our ears of hearing and hearts of receiving and our wills to obey, that we might get something for having come. This morning, my lesson is taken from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. But I would like to read with you, begin at verse 28. Isaiah 40:28-31. And it reads, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." My subject today is I'd rather wait on God. I'd rather wait on God. Isaiah teaches that God gives renewed strength to those who wait for him, enabling them to mount up with wings like eagles and run and not be weary. The core message is about renewed power through God's faithfulness and not self-reliance. Waiting implies a deep trust and reliance on God's timing and power, leading to the spiritual and emotional reliance to overcome life challenges. Waiting on God is not passive inaction, but active reliance and trust in God. It's about placing your hope in his ability and willingness to help. Renewed strength that is promised isn't your own, but God's. It's a spiritual and physical power that allows you to endure and overcome. The eagle metaphor, the image of a soaring eagle's wing, symbolizes a feeling of effortless flight, elevated freedom that comes from God's power, similar to how eagles use their thermals, rising to another level. Run and not be weary, walk and not faint, describe the sustained energy to continue through difficult times without being overwhelmed. The verse highlights God's love and power, assuring his people that they can count on his support. We are to actively trust God's faithfulness, especially during difficult times, and rely on him rather than on our own strength. Recognizing that God's timing is perfect, and we should always trust his plans. Even when things seem impossible, God empowers believers through his Holy Spirit to do his work and navigate life's challenge. We should always remember to let God's past actions and his promises for the future fuel our faith and give us strength to keep going. God's glory is not just that he has power, but that he loves to help us. God is not too great to care, and he is not too great. He is too great not to care. He is not too great to care. I got that right now. I hope y'all got it now, did you? Our problem mostly comes from us waiting on God. It's something about waiting on God. It's like when we ask God, we want it right away. But God has a plan for us. And sometimes our plans that God has don't connect. You see, when God has a plan for us, it may not be the plan that we have, that he wants us to have, because we got some plans. Our problem comes from us not waiting on God. We feel like God didn't hear us. And if he did, and if he don't hurry up, we're going to miss something. We prefer God to wait on us other than us waiting on him. By acting on our own timing, we settle for any answer instead of the greater blessings and complete plan God has prepared for us. Rushing ahead of God's timing means we are no longer operating in alliance with his plan and purpose for our lives. Impatience can lead us to harm for ourselves and others. But waiting on God can expose what truly matters to us and can help us identify when our desires are more important to us than God's overall plan. You see, God is already long-suffering towards us, but we seem to want more than his long-suffering. We want him to wait until we are ready. And when we are ready, we're ready. When we're ready, God, we need you to be there. We want things instant. We want instant blessings, like instant grits, like instant rice, like instant potato, instant savings. You know, we get those coupons, you know, that instant savings, instant things. Instant lottery, instant riches. And when we don't see it coming, there must be something wrong with God because he didn't hear us. We asked for it, but for some reason God didn't hear us. He didn't hear us. Remember in Luke, the 9th chapter, Jesus said to the man, "Follow me." And he said, "Let me first bury my father." Jesus told him, "Let the dead bury the dead." That man, he wanted Jesus to wait on him. Jesus said, "Come." I say to you today, if Jesus said, "Come, come," right now, not later on, but right now, if Jesus says to come, that means right now. That's why we're here this morning, because he said for us to be here, and we came. Another said, "Lord, I'll follow thee, but first, let me bid farewell to them that are at my house." Jesus said to that man, "No man having put his hands to the plow looketh back." In other words, Jesus is saying, "Come now. Come now. Not later." Are you with me? Not later. A little boy was supposed to clean his room up. And his mother says to him, he says, "That's the last time I'm going to tell you to clean your room up." He said, "Mom, you told me that yesterday." Amen. 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 But we must wait on God and not have him wait on us, because it's important that we wait on him, because he know where we're going. He know where we're supposed to be right now. He know where we're supposed to be tomorrow. He knows. Trust him. Trust God with all that you have. Trust him. Jesus told that man, he says, "Follow me." But there was excuses. I got something else to do right now, and I'll come later, Lord. We don't tell Jesus that. We do not tell God that. We tell him, "I hear you, God, and I'm coming." In the Christian life, God is second to none. Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 33 and 20, our souls waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalms 37 and 7, rest in the Lord and wait patient for him. Don't worry about evil people who propose fret about who prospers or fret about their wicked schemes. Psalms 37, 34, wait on the Lord and keep his ways. Psalms 62, 5, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Proverbs 20, 22, don't say I will get even for this wrong. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. Psalms 30, 5 and 6, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that which watch for the morning. Isaiah 30, 18, blessed are all they that wait for the Lord. Psalms 64 and 4, since ancient times no one has heard nor hear his or has perceived, nor eyes have seen any God before you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Lamentations 33 and 25. The Lord is good to those that wait on him. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And we all need renewed strength. Every day we need to be renewed. And that's what he does. But we wait on him. Are you with me? Never tell God, I'm going to wait on you. You know, sometimes we wait until things get better to come back to church. Sometimes we wait till we feel better to come back to church. Now, I'm not saying to come when you're sick. I'm not saying that. But I remember an elderly sister, she said, how you doing? This was years ago. How you doing? She said, Brother Patterson, I'm not doing well. She said, but I'd rather be here. She said, I would rather be here than to be home. He said, I'm not doing well. I'm old now. This is what she told me. She said, I'm old now, and I'm not doing well. But I would rather be here than to be home. Wait on the Lord. Wait on God, because God knows where you're going. We know what we want to do, but God knows what we need to do. And in God, we have to put that trust. We have to trust him like that. We have to trust him like we trust nobody else in this world. We got to trust God. Trust him. Wait on him. He going to fix things if it's his will. Are you with me? Like the brother said, it's like there ain't too many people here today, but we are here. And where two or three is in his name, guess who's here also? God. Are you with me? And that's all we got to wait. God is here. It's going to be okay. But we have to trust him. We have to put the true trust in God. We can't put the lukewarm trust in God and expect things. We got to put the hot trust. Amen? The hot trust in God, not the lukewarm trust. Because that's what's going on now, a lot of lukewarmness, lukewarm love, lukewarm faith. Are you with me? Lukewarm teaching. That's not going to work. God said he hate that so much that he'll spew that out of his mouth, lukewarm. So we have to be hot. He said, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but he would rather us to be hot than cold or lukewarm. Are you with me? Than to be lukewarm. But it's a lot of that's going on now. But wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Wait on him. It's going to be okay. We don't know what's going to happen to this congregation. We don't know, but he knows. Just wait on him. Trust him. Whatever he says, it's going to be right. Are you with me? But whatever he says, it's going to be all right. Whatever he says, it's going to be all right. I don't know if you got it like I got it, but whatever he says, it's going to be all right. because he is God. And he knows the day before, he knows this day before it got here. And he knows tomorrow before it comes. Amen? He knows. So wait on the Lord. Wait on him. That's what I'm going to do. And I advise you to do the same thing. Wait on God. Wait on him. Wait on him. And no, and you say, Brother Pastor, how do you wait on God? Sometimes we just have to get on our knees and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me how to wait. Show me what to do. Are you with me? Because Brother Pastor, he's telling me something he can't have. He don't know what he's saying. You know, you show me, Lord, and God will show you. If you got that praying heart. Are you with me? That effectual, fervent, praying heart. Show me, Lord, how to wait on you. Because I get kind of impatient sometimes. Things just don't go my way. Are you with me? And I get impatient. And because it don't go my way, I started making things go my way. And then when we do that, we mess things up. Are you with me? Because we build something that God didn't tell us to build. You see? So wait on God. Wait on him. Wait on him. Right now, it's a few. But wait on him. Truly, wait on him. Put all your trust in, not just some, but all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In all thy ways. Trust God. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. It might not go like you want it to go, but it's always right with the Lord. Somebody says he's always right on time. He may not come when you want him, but he's there right on time, all the time. That's God. That's the God that we serve. Do we believe that? Do we trust that? Do we understand? Do we know that? Well, if not, we need to. We need to know God because he's all right. He's all right. God is all right. He's all right, and he knows what he's doing. Especially in these days that we're in now. Lord knows we need somebody to guide us through this maze that we're in now. We need somebody. If you're here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps that you must take to become a member. You must believe. You must hear and believe. Believe what? Hear what? That Jesus Christ was born, came from heaven, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life. Suffered, died on a cruel cross for us, but on that third day raised with all powers in his hands. Believe that. Repent. After you believe, you say, what does repent mean? Repent means that the way you're going now, just stop and turn around. Don't just stop going that way. Don't just stop, but you turn around and come the right way. Because sometimes, like I said before, we going in that direction, we stop, and then we take a break, and then we keep going. But it's best that we stop and turn around and come back to the Lord while it's still time. We must confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, be baptized in water for remission of sin. We are now a member of God's church. Just stay faithful in his grace. It's a must. We must do this. We must stay faithful. We must tell God, say yes to the Lord, and not have God wait on us, but wait on him. Because that's the best. That's our best deal, is to wait on God. I know it gets hard sometimes, and God don't answer things right away. He don't answer it right away, and that's God. I'm not going to argue with God, because he knows what he's doing. Many times I said, God, you know, did you remember me? I asked for something. And I remember, before I close, I remember asking for something that I thought I really, truly needed. And I asked and asked and asked and asked. I asked so much, so many times, till I forgot what I had asked. And because I forgot, I didn't get it, because I didn't what? Didn't need it. And I've been asking and asking, right? Until I just forgot and stopped asking. And then he let me know through his scripture, says, you know what you was asking for? You didn't need that. You wanted that. I gave you what you needed. If you're here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was invited to you, you may ask for prayers at this time.